we pointed out the name of Rav Soloveitchik, that there seems to be a contradiction between the two Tosfos in regarding the nature of the din, that Bor is Potter and Shor Psulei HaMekudoshim. Shor Psulei HaMekudoshim falls into the Bor, so it says, and it dies. Nafal Sham Shara Chamor Ameis, Ameis Yelo. Misha Ameis Shalo, Yotah Shor Psulei HaMekudoshim, Shein Ameis Shalo. Because Shor Psulei HaMekudoshim has to be Tizbach V'Yachalto Bosa. Tizbach V'Yachalto V'Lo L'Klovecho, so he can't feed it to the dogs. So there seems to be a contradiction. The Tosfos Yudah Amud Aleph, the Rav Maskel Shel Shor, understands that you're potter because it's also ba'ano. So they think a mace. They think that if a human being falls into the bor and he dies, a mace is also ba'ano. Also, Tosfos assumes mace also ba'ano is a din deraisa. So Tosfos is bothered with the kasha. Why do you need a pasuk shor v'lo yodam? And it only goes if the Adam loses his life. If the Adam is huzak, then you do pay. Adam falls into a bar. So if Adam loses his life, he don't pay. It means he don't pay kofar. What do you need a pasuk shor v'lo yodam? It's ames yalo, mish ames yalo. Ames is also bano. So Tosfos says, maybe you need it. If nochri hakonel Yisrael, not for the bar, maybe ames may say akam amuta bano. So that Tosfos seems to be assuming that shor psulei HaMekudoshim, the bor is potter because of the fact that the shor is also b'ano. And then we had a different Tosfos on Vav Amud Beis going over to Zayin Amud Aleph, Dibra Maskel, Shor Yehu, but Tosfos seems to have understood. Tosfos says, how do you know that Amazikas Ahegdash is potter? So they say, because there are three psukim. Yehu, Kigal Shorish, Shor Yehu, Prat Lahegdash, then Keochel Prat Lamazik, by a person who is Moyal Behegdash, you don't have to pay. Then the third pasuk was by Psulei HaMekudoshim, that a bar is even potter if it only has Miktzas Kedusha. Kal v'chomer if it has full Kedusha. The other Nezikin would it be potter on real Hegdish, but not on Shor Psulei HaMekudoshim. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, it seems to be a contradiction. The Tosfos Zayin Amud Aleph, that starts on Vav Amud Beis, seems to have understood that the Torah of Shor Psulei HaMekudoshim is because it's Hegdish. And the Tosfos on Yud Amud Aleph, Ibn Maskel and Shor Shor, seems to have understood that the Ptur is because it's also Banor. So I saw the Pnei Yeshua on Nun Gimel on the base. That's the Gemara that the Tosfos is referring to. That's where Rava comes up with this whole din of Ameis Sialo, Mish Ameis Shalom. It's Rava's din. The Gemara quotes it as if it's everybody agrees to that din. It's a Chiddush. Everything is Rava. The Gemara says that Rava had a suffix, then finally he was Peshet. That is the din, Mish Ameis Shalom. So, the Pnei Yeshua has a suffix. A Shor Psulei HaMekudoshim fell into the bor and it's huzak. It didn't die. So it's mutabano. If it dies, then it says, v'chalta v'lo l'klabecha. He can't feed it to the dogs. It's only muta if you shecht it. And Rav Soloveitchik said from his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, it has the dinim of shechitas kochim. The Shor Psulei HaMekudoshim still retains the kedusha. The din is a mesasik b'shechitas kochim is puzzle. Misasek b'shchitas chul in his kosher. Let's say I throw a knife to hit a target, and then a chicken walks by and happens to shech the chicken. So we paskin that's kuech gaver. It's good. And shchita is good, even though he didn't have kavana for shchita at all. That's by shchitas chulin. But by shchitas kochim, you have to have kavana for shchita, and you have to know that it's a carbon. If I didn't realize that it's a carbon, and I shechted it, then it's also no good. Misasek b'shchitas kochim is puzzle. Misasek b'shchitas chulin is kosher. That's a gemara. That's how we pass on the gemara in chulin. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik thought that it could well be that shchitas psulei HaMekudoshim zavachta kasher tzivisicha, the special din of shchitas kochim carries over even to shchitas shor psulei HaMekudoshim. But yeah, so the shor psulei HaMekudoshim that falls into the bar, if it dies, then it's also bano. Then ein ameshalah. But if it's huzak, then you can still shecht it, and it will be mutabano. So the Pnei Yeshua has a suffix. We say, shor v'lo yodam, chamro v'lo kedem. Shor v'lo yodam is only if the adam is mace. If the adam is huzak, you do pay. So would you say, amesh yalo, only by misa, and not by nizik, and you'll also say a difference. Just like shor v'lo yodam, we distinguish between if the adam dies, and you don't pay koifer, if the adam is huzak, you do pay. bor does pay. So would you say psul hamakdashim that fall into the bor and they become huzak? Maybe you do pay. Maybe it's only if it's asaba, no. Or maybe no. Maybe it's bor is potter because of the kedusha. So that's exactly the two opinions that Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. There's a steer in the two taisusin. And he sure doesn't quote the two taisusin. He just raises the question. There are nun gimel on the base. Our taisus. What's our taisus? We are on yud base on the base. Okay. So taisus on yud base on the base quotes the gemara there. Anun gimel on the base. So the gemara, there's a contradiction a few lines apart from each other. The top line, Anun gimel on the base, works on the assumption that a sharp silam hamekdashim shahizik shenogach is potter. The Gemara talks about shor, two shvarim made a hezek together. Shor v'shor psalam gadashim shenogchu together. So the shor psalam gadashim is pater. But the shor, chulin, is chayiv. So the Gemara seems to be assuming that psalam gadashim is not called reyehu. It's called hegdash, it's not called reyehu. Then you go a few lines later, so the Gemara says a shor psalam gadashim, that's huzak. The top line goes when it's hizik. The Gemara says later, a sharp son Dashim Shahuzak, so by Bor, Yepata, that's Rabba's din, Amesi Allah Misha Amesh Allah. But by Shemberegel and Eish and everything else, Adam Amazik, if the Psulam Gdashim is Huzak, it is called Reyehu, and you would have to pay. So isn't it a contradiction? That's what all the Bishanim on the Daf is. Isn't it a contradiction? When you're talking about the sharp son of Gdashim Shahizik Acherim, he says it's not called Reyehu. When they talk about Shapsilam Udashim Shehuzak, all of a sudden it does become, it is called Reyehu. Isn't that a contradiction? So here you look in the, so Rashi and Tosis both had the same thing. We have a Rashi that's in parentheses. The top Rashi on Nun Gimel on Beis, it says on the side, the Mashal is Mochek, the whole long Rashi, the 10-line Rashi. He thinks that somebody put it into Rashi. Rashi never said it. Somebody took what it says in Taisus in the name of Rabbi Yehudoi Gaon, and they put it in Rashi. But all right, so Taisus quotes Rabbi Yehudoi Gaon. He lived in the days of the Gaonim. So Rabbi Yehudoi Gaon says that two kinds of psulam gdoshim, if it's any other carbon other than b'chor u'maiser, so once it gets a mum kavod, you have to be paid it. After you paid it, then it's mamash yotze lechulin, and it is called Reyehu. But if it's b'chor or maiser, when it gets a mum, you don't have to be paid, and you can't be paid. There's nothing to, it's not nitvas and pigeon. Psukim like that. Lo yigoyel. Lo yigoyel, it says. You can't be paid it. So the, you're allowed to shech the chutz lebeis amigdosh. If it gets a mum kavua, the b'chor or the maiser, it may shecht it and eat it. Hatomer v'tayachte v'chlenach hatzvi v'chayol. But because it doesn't have pidyon, so therefore there is a difference halacha l'maiser. The p'chor and maiser have a certain restriction because you were never paid it, as opposed to all the other chatos, oshem, oil, shlamim, pesach, all the other karbonis, when you get a mum kavu, you paid them, so they have a certain leniency that doesn't apply to p'chor and maiser. What is that leniency? So the Rashi on Ardaf quotes it. Rashi on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph quotes it. Is it here the Rashi Dibar Maschal Bibachor? On Yud Gimel, right in the middle of the Amud. Rashi Dibar Maschal Bibachor. So Rashi writes, Limkar Beitlis Velishkol Belitra. Let's say you have sharp Psula Migdoshim and you shecht it Chutz Lebeis Amigdosh and you eat it. You can even eat it Bituma. Hatome Bata Yachte Vachlenu. Gatzvi Vachayo can eat it Bituma. So, are you allowed to, when you buy it from Hegdish, are you allowed to sell it in the butcher shop? Are you allowed to weigh it on the scale? Or do you say, no, that's a bizoyin akdusha. To weigh it on the scale and to charge according to how many pounds of meat it is, that's how you sell chulendike flesh. So maybe that's a bizoyin akdusha. And to sell it in a butcher shop, maybe that's a bizoyin akdusha. We allow you to sell it, but not in a butcher shop. So the Mishnayos have a difference between all the other karbonis. You're allowed to lishkol belitra, velimkor beitlis. We permit you to weigh it on a scale and to sell it in the butcher shop, because if we will allow that, then the people will be paid at the hegdish, when all the other karbonis get a mum kavua, then you have to be paid to the hegdish. Then it's yotze lechulin. So then the people will pay more money when they're paid to the hegdish. So there's going to be revach hegdish, because hegdish is going to gain. People will be prepared to pay more money to be paid there, because they know they'll be able to charge more money. They'll be able to weigh it on a scale and charge according to the pounds, and they'll sell it in a butcher shop. Masheini came b'chor ma'isa have no pidyon, so hegdish is not gaining anything. So there's no revach hegdish. So we don't permit you lishko belitro velimko beitlis. We wouldn't permit you to sell the b'chor ma'isa flesh after you shechted. We wouldn't allow you to weigh it on the scale or to sell it in a butcher shop. So the Yer Samech points out there is a Gemara at the very end of Sanhedrin. But the Gemara seems to imply explicitly that this distinction is on the level of the Raisa. One might have thought that it's only with the Rabbanon. It's a bizoin to the Kedusha, but since and all other Karbanos is going to be Revach to Hegdish, Hegdish will make more money when you'll be paid it. So you'll be prepared to give more money because you know in advance they'll be able to sell it in the butcher shop and wait on the scale and get more money for it. So therefore you'll give more money when you pay to the Hegdish. Masheni came Bchar Maisa. You're not paying any money at all. You're not being paid it. You got to buy from this person. He's going to sell the Bchar. It's going to be his Rebbe. Hegdish is not gaining any extra money. So when Hegdish gains money, then we allow you to do the Bizayin Akdusha. But when Hegdish isn't gaining, then we don't permit the Bizayin Akdusha. So it sounds like the whole distinction is only made the Rabbanon, Alpi Pashtus. So the Yosemite points out there's a Gemara at the very end of Sanhedrin, the very, very end of Sanhedrin. The last three blocks on Sanhedrin talk about the Dinam Avir and Idachas. So the Pasuk says that all the animals you have to kill, the Behemoth Avir and Idachas, you have to kill. So the Gemara talks about Bchor HaMaiser, sounds on the level of the Raisa being different from all the other Karbanas, that the Bchor HaMaiser has a certain restriction that the others don't have. The Bchor HaMaiser, we don't allow you lishko belitro belimka bitlis. So the Gemara there sounds like it's a real din de Raisa. So that's what getting back again. So this Rabbi Yehudoi Goin is quoted by the Tosfos on the Gimelon base. He comes to answer the stira. How come on the top line on the Gimelon base we assume that Pshor Psulim Magdoshim is not Shehizik, it's Mazik, someone else, not called Reyehu. You're not Sharp Zangdash, not Chayv to pay. And then fourteen lines later, the Gemara says Sharp Zangdashim, that was Huzak, only by Bora Yipata, by all the other Ovis Nizik and Yechayev, because it is called Reyehu. So which is it? Is it Reyehu? Is it not Reyehu? So Rabbi Doin came up with this Einfal, that since Bechor Umayser have these two restrictions, as opposed to all the other Psulei HaMikdashim that you paid there, they don't have the restrictions. So that's why if it's Psulei HaMikdashim HaPchor HaMaiser, so you're restricted, you can't use it, so that's not called Reyehu. Because you don't have the right to sell it be'itlis in a butcher shop and Lishko Belitra to wait on a scale. But all the other Psulei HaMikdashim that when they get a Mum Kavu, you paid it, it's Yotze L'chul, and then you are permitted Lishko Belitro Velimka Beitlis. So those are called Reyehu. Wow. He's saying also on the level of Deraisa. He seems to be assuming like there are some else Gemara, the very end of Sanhedrin. On the level of Deraisa, there's a different fundamental difference, and that difference plays a role that the Bchor HaMaiser is not called Reyehu, and all the others are called Reyehu. The Shita Mekubetzes quotes the Rashbo and the Daf, quoted by the Shittim Gubetzes also, on Nun Gimel on base. Other Rishonim say the Rashbo and the Ra'oh. The Ra'oh and the Rashbo learned both by the Ramban, but they both, very often they disagree. The Rashbo wrote the Torah Sabayis. The whole Yeridei Chelag Aleph is based on the Rashbo's Torah Sabayis. Every so often the Ra'oh disagrees, he has the better Kabayis, he disagrees with the Rashbo. Here they both say the same thing. They don't like this Rabbi Yehudoi Goin. They think that it's not correct. They think that this is one of the many cases where the Gemara has the exact same phrase and it has a different meaning. Usually it's a different mesichtes or a few pages apart. Here it's mamash on the same page, 14 lines apart. Here it says Psulim Gadoshim. Here it says Psulim Gadoshim. So they both say the same thing. The Rashba quotes it from the Rabbeinu Hanan. On the top line, they're talking about Psula Megdashim, they got a mum kavu, but you weren't yet paida. It was not yet Yotze Luchon, you weren't paida. So then it's not called Reyehu. When the Gemara says 15 lines later, Shah Psula Megdashim is called Reyehu only by Bar Yupater, because Amesi Yalom Mish Amesh Alom, so that's after you were paida. After you paida, then it's Yotze Luchon. And the Bchor Maisa should be exactly the same as all the other Psula Megdashim. They don't see that there's a difference. The Gemara does make it, the Mishnayos do have a difference with respect to Lishkol Belitra of Limka Beitlus. But that's the question, is it really Deraisa? So the Yosameh had the Gemara, the end of Sanhedrin, that is Deraisa. So the Tosfos here on Yud Beis on the Beis is stuck with their Rabbi Yehudoi gun. They say you can't budge. That's the only way to read the Gemara on Gimel on Beis. You have to read the Gemara like that. It didn't occur to them to say that the two Gemaras are talking about two different Psula Megdashim. One is Kodim Shehu Nifte, one is Lachash Nifte. Tosfos assumes that the answer to that Gemara is Rabbi Yehudoi gun. Okay. What else? We left off in the middle of a lot of things here. So yesterday we left off in the middle of another topic. There are 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. So one of the mitzvahs that the Rambam counts in this, the Rambam counts two mitzvahs in the Sefer Mitzvahs. We don't understand why. There's a mitzvah. If you have a carbon and you live in Tveria, you should bring the carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. That's called Chayvas Tipul. The person who has the carbon is mechuyev to be metapel on the carbon la'avia le'beis hamikdash. The Rambam counts it as two mitzvahs. No one understands why. The Rambam counts it one mitzvah. If you live in Eretz Yisrael and you have a carbon, you have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Another mitzvah, if you live in Chutz La'aretz and you have a carbon, you have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Why is it counted as two mitzvahs? True, the Torah's Kohanim learns it out from an extra pasuk, but it's the same mitzvah. It even applies in Chutz La'aretz. We don't understand. But that's the Chayvas Tipul. Fine? You're not allowed to do Shchut Techutz. You can't bring karbanas in other locations outside of the Mishkan Shila or outside of the Bais Rishon, Bais Sheni, wherever it happens to be. You have an obligation to be metapel to bring the korban. Then there's another din of Havoas Mokaim, which is a different din. Havoas Mokaim is a din that only applies by Bechor and by Bikurim and by Sheni and Neter Revai. What does it mean, Havoas Mokaim? When you bring the Maaseh Sheni to Yerushalayim, when you bring the Bechor Behem Torah to Yerushalayim, the Havoas Mokaim is Mashlim the Kedusha. Kolzman, you didn't bring it yet to Yerushalayim, the Kedusha is incomplete. Only after you bring it to Yerushalayim, then the Kedusha becomes complete. Rav Menachem Zembe was killed by the Nazis in the Second World War in the Warsaw Ghetto. So he was a Goyin HaGoyinim. He was a genius. He was a super genius. So he had there used to be a Torah journal in Europe that was called Degel HaTorah. So he used to write for the Degel HaTorah. And then he had a friend. He was a businessman. His father-in-law had a hardware store. And the father-in-law supported him when he was learning. And then when the father-in-law passed away, he had to run the hardware store. But he knew Bavli Yerushalmi or Samech by heart. He knew everything by heart. Unbelievable. And he had a whole group of chaverim like that. They lived in Poland. Polish Goyin and Polish Iluim. They knew all Bavli Yerushalmi, knew everything by heart. So one of his chaverim by the name Yoskevich was printing the Sifrei Zuta. Sifrei Zuta is on Bamidbar. The basement Rosh Hashel Rabbi Yishmoel. We have the Sifrei on Bamidbar and Dvarim, that's Stam Sifrei is Reb Shimon, I think Stam Sifrei Reb Yudah, Stam Sifrei Reb Shimon, and it's Alibe the Reb Akiva, it's my basement Rosh Hashal Reb Akiva. And this Sifrei Zuta, Rashi refers to it, Sifrei Bepanim Acheres, it's a different style Hebrew, it's half Aramaic, and it's a different style Halacha. That's what they assume, it's the basement Rosh Hashal Reb Yishmoel. There are a lot of dinim in the Rambam that the only source for them is the Sifrei Zuta, and every so often Rashi Ala Torah, or Rashi and the Gemara, once in a while, will also quote the Sifrei Zuta. So this Rabbi Nachum Zemba had a friend by the name Yoskevich who was putting out the Sifrei Zuta with an annotated edition. His annotations are Tzoknes Panechs and Or Samechs and Yerushalmis and Tosefta, a businessman. But they knew Kol HaTorah Kula. They were unbelievable. So he sent all the galleys. Yoskevich sent all the galleys to Rabbi Nachum Zemba. Yes, do you want to write something? So he wrote him a 95-page kuntres on the Esek Kedushas, because the Sifrei Zuta starts with the Esek Kedushas. Esek Kedushas is a Mishnah in the first parak in Kelim, in Taurus. And it starts off, Erzom Kudeshes Mikol HaRotzes, Shemivim Menah HaImer Eshtei Alechem, that Ayoros HaMakafus Chaim have a higher level of Kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael, because Mitzarayim are not allowed to enter. Then Yerushalayim has a higher level than Ayoros HaMakafus Chaim, and the Harabais has a higher level in different parts of the Harabais, Midirabbanan. When I tell the whole Harabais has one din, Midirabbanan, there are different degrees in Harabais. Then you have the Azara, then you have Ben Hulam Alam Mizbech, then you have the Ulam, then you have the Hechel, then you have the Kodesh HaKadosh. So there are Esek Kedushas. So the Sifrei Zuta begins with, Sifrei Zuta starts from Parshas Noso. Shalchem in HaMachne called Surah B'chol Zal B'chol Tom Elo Nofesh. It starts with the Esek Kedushas, and there are several slight discrepancies between the Loshon as it appears in the Sifrei Zuta and the Loshon as it appears in Perek Aleph and Kelim. So Menachem Zemba wrote a 95-page kuntres, just like this, to his dear friend, and he printed it. It's called the Oitzer HaSifrei. And for the Torah journal that he used to have in Europe, the Degel HaTorah, he sent in an Oitzer HaSifro, Heoris on the Torah's Kohanim, and the Braiser Rebbe Shmuel Omer. Sifra begins with the Braiser Rebbe Shmuel B'yud Gimel Mesa, Torah Nidrashim, also has a long kuntres, Oitzer HaSifro. He's unbelievable. So Menachem Zemba explains this very well. But Rav Soloveitchik explained the same pshat. You have to say like that. The Tosfos in all over the place. Anybody remember from, we used to have a boy who knew Makas by heart. He's not here anymore. Weingarten, okay. Whenever I needed a Gemara, he always said, Makas, he knew all the Gemaras by heart. So there's a Gemara Makas that has like this. There's a lab in the Chumash in Parshas Re'el. Otsuch alecha v'sherecha ma'isa digoncha v'sherecha v'sherecha v'choros v'korcha v'tzaynecha. You're not allowed to eat Ma'aseh Sheni Chutz to Yerushalayim. If a person eats Ma'aseh Sheni Chutz to Yerushalayim, he's loike. He gets malkah. Elohim aloiken. The first mission, Elohim aloiken. One who eats Ma'aseh Sheni Chutz to Yerushalayim is loike, because he violated a law. So the Gemara says there are makas. That's only if the Ma'aseh Sheni was brought into Yerushalayim and it was taken out. Once you bring it in, the Kedusha is completed. Then when you take it out, then you violate Lotzuch Alecha B'sherecha. But if you eat it Chutz to Yerushalayim before you even brought it into Yerushalayim, then you're not like it. Tosfos explained, you're only over on an essay. How does it say? Echalto sham lafnei Hashem alakecha, ma'aseh digoncha b'sirot zoyecha. It's an essay. If you brought it in, then you took it out, so the Kedusha was completed, so then you violate the law. Because when you didn't bring it into Yerushalayim, the Kedusha was not completed. So that's where Menachem Zemba explains, that's the pshat in Havoas Mokayim. There are these three, four things. What B'chor Be'im HaTorah needs Havoas Mokayim, Ma'aseh Sheni, Neter Revai, and Bikurim. These are the four things that need. And usually Ma'aseh Sheni and Neter Revai have the same dinim. Kodesh Kodesh, it's Zigzag Rishav. Kodesh Kodesh for Ma'aseh Sheni. So Havas Maka means by bringing it to Yerushalayim, it's Mashlim the Kedushim. So the Gemara quotes Reb Shimon's opinion. Here, three lines from the bottom of Yud Beis and the Beis. Aliba the Reb Shimon, Tosfos is not sure, maybe should say Reb Shmuel, maybe shouldn't say Reb Shimon. Okay, it's a question. There are Tanaim hold like this. A question, which Tana is the best name to throw in over here? But there is a Tana who says, the Rama passing like this, and Bo Tmim and Bikarvu, Bo En Lechatchil Aloy. You're not supposed to bring a Jewish farmer in upstate New York has a cow farm. And the first, the cow gives birth the first time, Be'im Muhammad Vakeres, giving birth the first time, gives birth to a male calf. So it has Kedusha's Bukhar Be'im Atar. So what does he do? He has to take it by boat, to fly it to Beis HaMikdash and be makrevit. So he says, no, in boat, mimim yikor, if they brought it, b'di'evet, then you makrevit in the Beis HaMikdash. Oba l'chatchil aloy. L'chatchil is not proper to do Havas Mokam from Chutz La'aretz. If the calf was born anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, so then you do Havas Mokam. But if it's born in Chutz La'aretz, you're not supposed to do Havas Mokam. So if you look in the Rambam, There are two sections in the Rambam. There's one section in the Rambam that's called Hilchas Bikurim, about Bikurim. There's one section in the Rambam about Hilchas Bechoros. Bechor Be'ema Torah is a carbon. That's in Bechoros. That's in the section on Kachin. Bikurim is in the section on Zroim. Different dinim. So the Rambam, the old girsa in the Rambam was that if a Bechor is born in Chutz Lords, it doesn't have, since there's no Havas Makayim, it doesn't have Kedushas Bechor Be'ema Torah. That was the old girsa. In our editions of the Rambam, they already corrected it, because I think the Rambam sent a letter to the Chachmi Lunel. In Provence. Provence is the southern part of France. So they used to study the Rambam a lot. So the Meiri lived also in Provence. So the Meiri lived in Pasquier. That's a city in Provence. When we were touring in France a couple of years ago in the summertime, so there was a rabbi who told us that he's taking courses in Jewish history in the university. He says he spent a lot of time in Pasquier. They didn't find a zecher at all to anything from all the Rishonim who lived there. There were so many Rishonim lived in Provence. No zecher at all. No cemetery, no shuls, no svarim, no kisvei yad, zero. Okay? So the old girsa in the Rambam, which the Meiri follows, Meiri on his daf, Meiri always follows the Rambam. Once in a long while he'll ask Kakasha, but usually he follows the Rambam, even the most difficult Rambam. The Meiri follows the old girsa in the Rambam, that Bechor Behema Torah B'chutz Lotz is not Chal. It does not have Kedusha at all. So the Rambam, the Chachmi Lunel, corresponded with the Rambam, how can it be? So he said, yeah, it's a mistake in your manuscript. What he wrote in his book was, Bechor Be'ema Tehorah B'chutz Lortz has Kedusha. You're not allowed to use it for your own purposes, but you're not supposed to bring it to Yerushalayim. L'chatchil you shouldn't do a Havas Mokam. But if you brought it to the Beis HaMikdash and you want Makrivet, L'chatchil you shouldn't. So the Ravid has a Hasoga on the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Bechoras. He says the Rambam made a mistake. The Ravid also lived in Provence. The Ravid learned the Harusi with the Balamor. Balamor lived in Lunel. That's why he called the Sefer Amor HaKotan. Lunel means the moon. So he says he's naming the Sefer after the name of the city where he lives, Lunel. So the Ravid writes in the Hasog on the Rambam, he had the old Girsa, that it's not Chal, it does not have Kedusha as Bechor Behem Torah. He says, why not? It has Kedusha, but you're not supposed to bring it to Yerushalayim. By us, it's already corrected. In our editions of the Rambam, it's corrected. But clearly, the Ravid had the old Girsa like the Meiri. Meiri Paskin's like the old Girsa, even though it's such a Shver Rambam. He Paskin's like that. That's why there's a Rambam also in Hilchas Maisa Sheni. There is a din of Orlo. There's a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. Whatever fruits grow the first 3 years is orlo, it's also bachilo, also bano, and it's ton sreifo. You have to burn it. And then the Chumash says, kisavoy al haaretz. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, this is one of the agricultural mitzvahs that only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Kisavoy al haaretz, that's what it sounds like. And then the pasuk says, Vashana harviyis here called Pirei Kodesh Ilulim Hashem. Whatever grows in the fourth year is net the revai, and you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. Where does it say that? Because you learn Xerushal Kodesh Kodesh, Mimaisa Sheni. Just like here it says, Bashan Arvis here called Piri Kodesh, and by Maisa Sheni it says, at the end of Bechu Kaisai, Bechon Maisa Arts, Mazarats, Maturiates, Kodesh Lashem. So you learn Xerushal Kodesh Kodesh. And just like Maisa Sheni, we have a Pasik in Chumash Dvarim, it's supposed to bring it to Yerushalayim. And if not, then you pay, then you bring the money to Yerushalayim. So too, the same thing applies to Neter Ravai. So the Pesukim Chumash only talk about Orla, Neter Ravai, and Eretz Yisrael. Then the Torah Shabbat Peh says that Orla is Noig B'chutz Lortz also. That's a Mishnah at the end of the first parak in Kiddushin, that all the mitzvahs, HaTlis Boros, all the agricultural mitzvahs only apply in Eretz Yisrael, Menat Torah, doesn't apply in Chutz Lortz, and there are a couple of exceptions to the rule. So Orla B'chutz Lortz is Noheg. So that's a machlekes and the Gemara there, the end of the first parak in Kedushin. Is it noig mehalocha? Halocha means halocha l'moshe m'sinai, or halocha means mehilchas medina. Maybe it means it's only mid the rabbanim. Most of the Rishonim assume that it's halacha l'moshe misina, or l'b'chutz l'aretz halacha l'moshe misina. The Rambam assumes like that. There's a question about Rashi. Rashi and Brachas seems perhaps to have accepted the opinion that or l'b'chutz l'aretz is only b'drabban. That's a question. But in Shulchan Aruch, the accepted opinion that is derais. So the question is, when you observe or l'b'chutz l'aretz, what about Revai? What's the din on the fourth year? So there's a Tosfos on the first daf in Kiddushin, and that base on base, Tosfos quotes the Shiltas, the Dabar Pashat, that just like Orla is Noik B'chutzlos the first 3 years, there's a din of Orla, so the fourth year there's a din of Revai. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says that in Chutzlos you only observe Orla, you don't observe Revai. So the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph, in Hilchos Ma'aseh Sheni, Halacha Yud Dalet, that's the last Halacha. Ma'aseh Sheni, Hoel V'ton Havo Asmakaim, Emevim Osem Mechutz Loretz. Kibachor, the four things that need Havo Asmakaim is Bachor Be'im Torah, Bikurim, Ma'aseh Sheni, Neter Revai. So he says, there's no Ma'aseh Sheni coming from Chutz Loretz. It doesn't exist. There is no Ma'aseh Sheni Chutz Loretz. No Chuma Ma'aseh Rishon either. There's no Ma'aseh Sheni. So the Rambam, the punchline is, he says that there's no Neter Revai either. Since there's no Ma'aseh Sheni, because he can't do Havo Asmakaim, so there's no din of Neter Revai either. That's the Rambam. And the Gaonim disagree. The Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuras quotes the Gaonim who think that just like there is Orla B'chutz L'aretz, so Neter Revai is also Noi. So the Raibit is masig on the Rambam. If you have a b'chor b'chutz l'aretz, it's chulin. No, the b'chor is kodesh, but you're not supposed to do havas makam. You're not supposed to bring it to Yerushalayim. So what does he say over here? That b'chlal, there's no din of neter revai m'chutz. There should have been a din of neter revai, and you shouldn't be allowed to bring it. L'chatchil, you shouldn't bring it to Yerushalayim. You should be paid on to money and bring the money to Yerushalayim. But why does he say that it's not chal at all? So that's a problem in the Rambam. Okay, that is a problem. So that's what the Gemara is quoting over here. Reb Shimon, Reb Yishmael, there are Tanam who are of the opinion that all four, Neter Revai, Ma'aseh Sheni, Bechor Beim Tohira, and Bikurim, all four need Havas Mokam, and L'chatchila, it's not proper to do Havas Mokam from Chutz L'aretz. So what is the significance over here? So the significance is like this. Yeah, before, the Gemara quoted B'chot Tanan, right in the middle of Yud Beis Amin Beis. It says B'chot Tanan, B'chor Mochonoso Tam Chai, Balmum Chai V'Shochut. There was a contrast between B'chor and Maisa. The Gemara repeats it later on Yud Gimel Amin Aleph. B'chor, it says there's no pidyon. You cannot be poted the B'chor. After the B'chor gets a Mum Kavua, so you're allowed to shecht it chutz l'migdosh, and you have talmen bata yachtu v'achlenu, katzvi v'chayol, but it has restrictions. What are the restrictions? Lo yim kirenu b'itlis, v'lo yishkalenu b'litro. That's where Rashi quotes on the next daf. We just had it before, b'pchor. Limkor b'itlis v'lishkal b'litro, you're not allowed to. We assume that's a real isa deraisa. So the question is, what if I'll be poded the b'chor? So Rashi says the pidyon is not chal. That's what the Rashi says over there. Lo siv the pidyon lays, but that's the Rashi and Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. It doesn't have pidyon. The pchor doesn't have pidyon. The lepek mikdushas pchor limko bitlis velishko belitra. The other karbonas have pidyon. All the other karbonas that get a mum kavur, you have to be paid there. And after you paid there, then it's mutter limko bitlis velishko belitra. The pchor doesn't have pidyon. It's not shach to have pidyon. When it gets the mum kavua, so shank. So you're allowed to shecht it chutz le beis hamikdash and eat it. Atam avato yachter yachlenu katzvi b'chua yom. That's not the way the Gemara presents it. Rashi says the others have pidyon, so therefore since it has pidyon, so it's yotze l'chulin. The lepek mekdusha. When you do the pidyon, it's yotze l'chulin, so that's why it's muta limko b'itlis v'lishko b'litra. But the b'chor doesn't have pidyon, so therefore it's not. That's not what it says in the Gemara. what Rashi writes over here. The Gemara says, Lishkol belitcho velimkol beitlis, limkol velimkol beitlis is bizoyin to the kedusha of the carbon. But by all the other carbonas, we allow it in order to get more money for Revach Hegdash. That's why we allow it. It's not that the others have pidyon and it's yotze lechulin. And this one doesn't have pidyon. That's not the word. The Gemara says, because by the other carbonas, it's going to be a Revach Hegdash, so we allow you to do a little bit of bizoyin akdusha in order that Hegdash should get more money. It's a good investment on the part of Hegdash. They'll allow you to be mevazah the kachim a little bit. Limkar beitlis, to sell in a butcher shop. Itlis is a butcher shop, a lishko, a litra, to weigh it on the scales, like regular chulin, in order to get more money. But pchor, when you sell it, you pocket the money. Hegdash is not going to get the money. So Rashi is not presenting it the way it says in the Mishnayos. That's not the way it says in the Mishnayos. It's a little strange there, Rashi. So getting back again. So what is the Gemara? Has the contrast. By pchor, it doesn't say lo yimocher. By Maisa Behema, Maisa Behema is a korban. Here the Gemara quotes, Kidatanya. Here's Gemara Yud Gimel Amar Aleph, about 13 lines from the top. Kidatanya, but Pchor Namar Loi Sifta. You can't be paida. However, you can't sell it. V'nimkar Tama Balmum, fine. However, but Maisa Namar Loi Goyel. V'nimkar Loi Chayva Loi Shochad. You're not allowed to sell it at all. Not allowed to sell it. So that's what the Gemara is quoting about Tanan over here. And you'd base on a base, slightly past the middle of the Amud, Pchor mochanos atam chai, balmum chai v'shochot, v'kachem bo'es ha'isha. By Maisa Behemi, you can't sell it. That's a pasuk lo yigoel, and it's together with lo yigoel, it's understood lo yimochir v'lo yigoel. You can't sell it either. But Pchor, you can't sell, because the pasuk only says lo yisifte. Pchor mochanos, and because mochanos, v'kachem bo'es ha'isha, because it's Mamon Bailam. So Pchor is Mamon Bailam. So Rab Nachman, whose opinion is that? Pchor is Mamon Bailam. That's Rab Yosef Aglili's opinion. That's the Rabbanan's opinion. We're assuming it's Rab Yosef Aglili's opinion. The Rabbanan would disagree with everything. They hold the Kachim Kalam are also Mamon Gavoya. But it's according to Rab Yosef Aglili, Kachim Kalam, Mamon Bailam. So the Omar Rab Nachman, Omar Rab Bavur, Rab Nachman makes a comment, Lo Shanu Ela, the Mishnah that says, it's a Mishnah Maisa Sheni. Mishnah that says that Pchor Mochin also Mekachim Bo'es Ha'isha, the Pchor is Mamon Bailim according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili. So that's only provided Lo Shana LeBepchor Bizman Hazeh, because it's not Oymed LaHakrov It Kevin LaChazir LaHakrov Yisbo LeKanim Schei BeGavayu. So it belongs to the Bailim. Who is the Bailim of the Pchor? Not the farmer. I have a farm. I'm not a Kohen. I'm not a Levi. I have a farm in upstate New York, and I grow animals. So when the animal is born, the first male animal is born. So it gets Kedusha's Pchor. I'm not the Bailim. The Bailim is the Kohen. It belongs to Shevet Kehuna. Then the farmer has a Tifus Anor to pick out whichever Kohen he wants to give. He gives it to a Kohen. So that Kohen is Mom and Bailim. It's Mom and Bailim of the Kohen to whom it was given. It's not Mom and Bailim of the farmer. It's one of the Choftalid Matnas Kehuna. He has to give it away to the Kohanim. So he makes a comment on that Mishnah that the Pchor is Mamon Bailam, Mekachim Bo'es Ha'isha, and it's Nitan LeMechira, that's only Pchor Bizman Hazeh, Deluchazi LaHakrovim. Avol Bizman Shepin, Megdush HaYekayim, Luchazi LaHakrovim, since it's Oymed LaHakrovim, that cancels the ability, even Rabbi Yosef Aglili would agree, if it's Oymed LaHakrovim, that cancels the ability to declare that it's Mamon Bailam. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says the same would apply to a Pchor Habo Michutz Lartz Bizman HaMikdash. If the din would be like Reb Shimon, which the Rambam Paskin like that you're not supposed to do Havos Mokum from Chutz Lartz, but the Evidim Bo Tmimim Yikarvu. If they brought it to the Beis HaMikdash, you could be Makrivit, but Lachatchili, you're not supposed to bring it. So you can't say Afila Bizman HaMikdash. You can't say that since the Pchor is Oymed LaHakroveh, so you can't consider it Mamon Bailam. It's not Oymed LaHakroveh. If it was born in Chutz Lartz and you gave it to the Kohen, so it's Mamon Bailam and it's not Oymed LaHakroveh. So Reb Yosef Aglil will say that it's Mamon Bailam. So here, just in the reading of the Gemara, there's a fundamental machlokes. We started it yesterday. We should review it again today. There's a fundamental machlokes. Rashi and Tosfos how to read the Gemara. So the Gemara first quotes Reb Yosef Aglili. Kachim Kalamam and Bible, they explain the Mishnah like that. Mishnah says if you're Mazik Hegdish, you're Potter. Only if you're Mazik Hegdish, which is B'nai Me'ilah. But if you're Mazik, that's the implication. If you're Mazik Hegdish, where there's no Din of Me'ilah, Dainu Kachim Kalam, then you do have to pay. Why is that? So the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan explains, the Mishnah goes, Am Rabbi Yechanan, Mekach Mahali, Rabbi Yesaglili. Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yesaglili. That's Rabbi Yechanan lived in Eretz Yisod, that's what he claims. He was the first generation of Amoraim. He learned by Rabbi Yudan Nasi. The Gemara quotes on the next stuff, Rabbi Amar. Rabbi lived in Bavel a few generations later. He disagrees with all Rabbi Yechanan's diuk. Rabbi Amar, Mein Chasim Shem Amin, Chasim Shem Bohem Din Mehila, Mein Nina De Hedyot. It just means if you're Mazik Hedyot. The Mishnah didn't mean to take a stand. There is no Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yisaglili. The Lashon doesn't mean a thing. Even though it says Nechasim Shein Amila, it really means Hedyot. If you're Mazik Chulin, if you're Mazik Hegdish, you're Potter, even if it's Kachim Kalim, because Kachim Kalim is also Nomen Gavoy. It's not Nomen Gavoy. Mishnah does not go like Rabbi Yisaglili. That's where Rabbi disagrees with Rabbi Yechan. But Rabbi Yechan, we're starting off. Rabbi Yechan understood the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is taking a stand and assuming, like Rabbi Yisaglili, the Kachim Kalim, Mamon Bailamheim. So then the Gemara asked the Kasha, but this is Stam Mishnah and Kiddushin that contradicts it. Kaddish Bechelko, Beim Kachim Kalim, Einim Bekudeshes. Einim Bekudeshes because Kachim Kalim is Mamon Gavaya. So Lema Deleke Rabbi Yisaglili, so it's a steer of the Stam Mishnah and Baba Kame. According to Rabbi Yechanan, the Stam Mishnah and Baba Kame is like Rabbi Yisaglili. The Stam Mishnah and Kiddushin is Deleke Rabbi Yisaglili. So the Gemara answer, I feel the time Rabbi Yisaglili, but it's lach hashchita, the Hamakadosh Bechelka means they already shechted the korban, they already divided it up. So lach hashchita's kotchim, even I feel Rabbi Yisaglili moed that the chikos zochum, shulchan gvaka zochum. So Rashi and Tosis have a machlokes on that line, what does it mean? So Rashi writes beferish, av lach hashchita, ki zochum ben kohanim, b'chaz v'shek ben banim, b'shar basar, b'shulchan gvaka zochum. Once you were makrivit, once you shechted it, you did shechita kabbalah halacha zrika, you did the dalar avedas adam that am yakev in the base of Migdosh, once you did the dalar avedas adam, then the pasuk implies that it's mamu gavoya. You actually were makrivit like a korban on the mizbeach, then it's mamu gavoya. Then the Gemara gives an answer to a different kasha on the top of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, a kasha about pchor. The Gemara says that's another klal. Matnas kuna mishulchan gavoya kazach. Also mamu gavoya. So when does Rabbi Yisaglili say kachim kalim is mamu bailim? Very restricted. It's only kachim kalim the chelak habailim kodem hashchita. Because after you do shchita kabbalah halacha zvika, you are makriv it as a carbon. So then it's mamu gavoya. And if it's oimid lahakrovit, then it's also going to be mamu gavoya. So the only time it'll be Mamon Bailam is Mechayim. You didn't do the Dalar Avodas Adam. You were not actually Makrivit as a carbon. And if it's Matnas Kuna, even where do you have Matnas Kuna Mechayim? By Bechor. You can't have Chaz V'Shok Mechayim. Chaz V'Shok, you have to first shecht it as a Shlomim. Then you give the Chaz V'Shok to the Kohanim. So that's where the Lach Hashchita. So the only time you can have Matnas Kuna Mechayim is by Bechor, that the whole thing, even if the Bechor is a Balmum, it's a Matnas Kuni, you're supposed to give it to the Kohanim, even Mizman Hazeh, if you have a Bechor Beim HaTorah, you have to give it to the Matnas Kuhuna. We don't do it, but you always make a Shutfus Akum, you always make a Shutfus for the non-Jew, whenever the Shutfus Akum, then the whole day of Bechor Beim HaTorah doesn't apply, even if you only have Yad Akum B'Yemtza, he's only a slight Shutf, he's only a Shutf in a finger. It's only a shutta but an insignificant part of the bchor, of the mother or of the vlad. If he's, as long as there's a shutta v'sakam, a yad akam emtza, they already patas from the din of bchor. So according to Rashi, these are two different gemaras. The gemara says, if the shchita means shchita kapala halacha zvika, he did hakrove, the Torah's carbon, everything is going to be mamu gavoya. The chelak abaylam, the chelak hakohanim, it's a carbon. A carbon is mamu gavoya. And before you were makrivit, what's the din? So if it's oimed lahakrove, it's also going to be mamu gavoya. So we're talking, it's not oimed lahakrove, it's a bchor b'chutz la'aretz, or karbonis b'zman hazeh. Karbonis b'zman hazeh, not oimed lahakrove, there's no beis hamikdash. Or bchor b'chutz la'aretz, afilu b'zman habayis, Aliba the Reb Shimon, because lechatchila you shouldn't do a havas makam. So whenever it, if it's amid lakrava, then it's, if you already were makravit, then it's mama gavaya. If it's amid lakrava, it's mama gavaya. If you were makravit, it's mama gavaya. Both the chelak abaylam and the chelak and the kohanim. Your makravit karbanos are mama gavaya. If it's amid lakrava, it's also mama gavaya. If it's not amid lakrava, so then what's the din? So then the chelak habaylim is mom and baylim according to Rabbi Yosef Glili. The chelak hakohanim is also kikavah meshulchan gavah kazochah. That's according to Rashi the klolim. And the second klal over here, that matnas kuna meshulchan gavah kazochah, is unrelated to the klal before. Once you're makrivit as a korban, shchita kabbalah loch hazrika, doesn't mean lach hashchita. Means you're makrivit as a korban, then even the chelak habaylim is mama gavar. So this is a different din. Chelak hakohanim, he gave the b'chor mechaim to a kohen, it matnas kuna mechaim, so matnas kuna is always meshulchan gavar kazach. So the only thing that's going to be mama, Rabbi Yosef Glili says, kachim kalim, mama balim, what's the case? The korban, for some reason or another, is not oimid lahakrova, either bizman hazeh, or tzavuas mokon, b'chutz lords, b'chor b'chutz lords, and it's the chelak habaylim, not the chelak hakohanim. So then it's going to be mom and baylim. Then Rabbi Yosef Glili holds that it's mom and baylim. So going to Rashi, these two klolim are unrelated. Lach hashchita is one klal, because it was korb as a korban, and matnas kuna, even mechayim, even if it's a b'chor balmum, matnas kuna is mom and baylim. And according to Tosfos, Taisa disagrees with this Rashi. Taisa said, these are not two unrelated klonim. But the Gemara said originally, the Kashif and the Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah, Rabbi Yechanan interprets the Stam Mishnah here on Pesach on the days. The Mishnah says, Nechosim Shem Behem Ilum. So Rabbi Yechanan interpreted it to mean that if you're Mazi, Kochim Kalim, you are Chayv, because Kochim Kalim is Mom and Bali. The Stam Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yosef Glili. So the Gemara asks, but there's a Stam Mishnah in Kedushin that seems to contradict it. Lema de loke Rabbi Yosef Glili. Says, I'm a Kaddish Bechelko, Beim Kachim Kalam, Meinim Mekudesh. The Gemara says, should I say that there's two Stam and Mishnahs contradict each other? The Gemara says, no. I feel the time, Rabbi Yosef Glili, Lach HaShchita, it's Mama Gavoy. So Taisa disagrees with Rashi. Lach HaShchita doesn't go Gam Chelak HaBanim and Gam Chelak HaKohanim. It goes on the Chelak HaKohanim. Mishulchan gavar kazocha, lach hashchita. So then when the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion, chelak hakohanim, even mechayim, is mishulchan gavar kazocha. So it's not a new answer. It's the same answer we said before. But before we only gave half of the truth, now we're giving the whole story. Before we said, the chelak hakohanim, lach hashchita, lach hakrova, is a korban, is mama gavar. Now the Gemara says, not chelak hakohanim, after hakrova is a korban. Chelak hakohanim, period. Even mechaim is always meshulchan gavar kazochu. So that's what Tosfos says in the bottom Tosfos. They like the gears of the Rabbeinu Hananel, that on the top line on Yud Gimel Lamed Aleph, the Gemara says, Ella, the second line, the gears should be Ella Matans Kuna Karmen Shani Matans Kuna. Means we're backing out from what we said before. According to Rashi, we're not backing out. What we said before is true. Any korban lach hashchita kabbalah halach hazvika is a korban, so korbanos amama gavoya. It has kedushas korban. There's a gemara in the end of Benochet. The gemara has a loshon sakin bekadosh. When you shech the korbanos and the beis hamikdash, the shchita is mekadosh the korban. What do you mean the shchita is mekadosh the korban? The korban has a kedushas peh before you shecht it. Has a kedusha guf lam mizbeach before you even shecht it. So the Merkavas HaMishnah is a sefer on the Rambam. So the Merkavas HaMishnah has the famous line, who sits and reads Merkavas HaMishnah? Menachem Zemba quotes it. Menachem Zemba has a little sefer on Hilchas Hoitzor. The father-in-law who passed away, who had the hardware store, his name was Chaim. So after he passed away, Menachem Zemba put out a little sefer, Hoitzor is Chaim. It's all about Hoitzor. In memory of his father-in-law, his name was Chaim. So in the end of the Sefer Tzor Chaim, it's all about the quotes, all the Miris and Erevin and everything. Everybody knows that. All the Marmakimus, all the Taisus in the Erevin and the Miris, all from Menachem Zemba. So at the end of the whole kuntres, Tatzuas Chaim, all about Hoytzua and Shabbos, he has a mimer on Hadlokas Neves Chanukah, Hadlokas on Ner and the Beis Hamikdash. On that essay, that's how everybody knows this, Makevis HaMishnah. Makevis HaMishnah has a lot more to say about everything, but this one is more famous than the others because Rabbi Menachem Zemek quotes it. So the Makevis HaMishnah says, when you magdish a carbon, a shlamim, an oil, a chattas, an osham, whatever it is, a carbon pesach, so it gets what we call kedushas haguf lamizbeach. If you set aside wine for nesochim, or you set aside a sack of flour for a mincha, you say, hareza kodesh b'kedushas nesochim, it only has a kedushas domim lamizbeach. Let's say a person sets aside $1,000 to buy a carbon shlamim. So that has kedushas domim lamizbeach. When I take the $1,000 and actually buy a carbon, then it gets a kedusha guf lamizbeach. When I set aside the flour for the menachas and the wine for the nesachim, it doesn't get a kedusha guf lamizbeach. The Mishnah says that's the name of the perek Hamenachas van Sochem. At the end of Menachas, it says Hamenachas van Sochem only get a kedusha guf lamizbeach mitchi kidush bekli. So Xeris HaKosub like that. You need Kiddush Kli, you have to put it into a Kli Shoris. Kozman, you didn't put it in a Kli Shoris, even though you have the bottle of wine, this is what you're going to be makriv. Only has Kedushas Domim Lamizbeach. Doesn't have Kedush Al-Guf Lamizbeach. As opposed to Behemoth in Oifers, if you mafrish a carbon, any kind of a carbon, so with the time you make the Kedushas HaPeh, it gets a Kedusha Guf Lamizbeach, but it still doesn't have, it's still lacking something. When you do the Shechita is the Avodah Rishayna, then it gets a Kedushas Korban. Then it's called Kedushas Korban. So that's what it means in the Gemara, Sakin Mekadosh. Tosis in the first Tosis in Perek Ezehu, Ezehu Mekoyman, Tosis has, there's a big Machlekes of Rishayna. The Sakin that you use to Shech Korban, does that have to be Kodesh B'Kedushas Klishores? Or can it be a regular sakan shal chol? So Taisus brings a haichacher from the diuk of the Loshon HaMishnah. It says, kach kach mishchitasam atzofan v'kibul dama b'chlishores batzofan. It doesn't say kach kach mishchitasam b'chlishores batzofan. It just says shchitasam atzofan v'kibul dama b'chlishores batzofan. It says kabolas adam needs klishores. But it sounds like shchita does need a klishore. That's a very strong haichacher. The Taisus says, why? Because shchita ksheri bizar. Shchita lava avoda, shchita ksheri bizar, strictly speaking. You don't even need a coin to do the shchita. The practice was, for many centuries, that they used to have a pious, they used to have a lottery to determine which coin is going to do the shchita on the minimum and sofim. They didn't allow the hedyotim to do the shchita, but strictly speaking, it's really kosher bizar. Strictly speaking, the shchita is kosher bizar. So that's what Tosis claims in shchita lava avoda, whatever that means. Shchita is an avoda. Shchita kapola halacha zvika, the dalar avoda sadam, that a ma'akev. So you have to understand what that means. What does it mean? But the Gemara says like that, shchita lav avodehi. So therefore, you don't need a klisharis for the shchita. So what is it? And the other day in Tosis says that you do need a klisharis. Then the Rambam has a compromise shchita. A chatchila need a klisharis, but the evidence is kosher without a klisharis. Three different opinions. And the pashtus is when the Mishnah is shchitas matzafin kibul damer klisharis matzafin shchitas kachim does not need a klishar. So what does it mean? Sakin mekadosh. What is the lashon sakin mekadosh? Usually, when you put menachas and nesachim into a klisharis, the klisharis is mekadosh. So what do you mean sakin mekadosh? According to those opinions, the pashtus in the Mishnah that the sakin doesn't have to be a klisharis. What it means sakin mekadosh means the avoda vishayna is mekadosh. The first avoda that you do on the carbon is the shchita. You do shchita kabbalah halacha zvika. I think Mar says shchita lav avayda, he means a different thing. It's not a full din, not to the same extent as kabbalah sadam. It only has a half of a din of an avayda.
If the sakinim were necessarily klisharis, why were they gomiz them in the Beis HaChalifos?
They want to make sure they don't make pegimas on them. Like the shechet who shechts in a slaughterhouse in America. He's also going as the halofim. He doesn't want anybody to fool around with it. It's a precision instrument. If you're going to make a begimah, so then you're going to make it in a vela when you shecht it. You're always careful with the sakinim that you shecht with. A guy told me that they didn't use it for many years. They didn't have shechita in South Africa. So he used to always have shochtim come from Eretz Yisrael. So once a shochet came from Eretz Yisrael, and he had his luggage, he had his suitcase, his clothing, and then he carried with him, and carry on, he carried a whole bunch of knives. So they asked him, what is this? So he says, I kill for the Jews. he didn't speak English. He says, I kill for the Jews. So they arrested him in the airport, and then they bailed him out when they found out what he meant. He kills animals for the Jews. He was telling me this downstairs in the Beis Medrash. I remember a guy came from South Africa. He was telling me that was years ago. Now they have their own shechita. Yeah, they killed their own. So according to Tosfos, the original answer was la'achar hakrovas hakorban. Achar shechita means achar shechita means shechita kabbalah halacha zrika. When you makriv it, then the chelak hakohanim is mishulchan gavoya. Then the Gemara says, but why do you only say only lachash shechita? Even mechaim. The Gemara said, you're right. Ella matnas kuna karma shani mat. The answer really was the original answer. Ella means you're backing out from what you said before. Originally we said kikam rabbi yosef lili mechaim and matnas kuna mechaim is mamen gavoy mamen bailim. Our matnas kuna lachash shechita is mama gavoya. Now the Gemara corrects it. Elda, no, all matnas kuna mama gavoya. Both mechaim and lachamis. So Tosfos says the girsa should be elda, like the Rabbeinu Hanana says. But they say according to Rashi, you don't change the girsa. The Rashi lo garas kein. That's the bottom Tosfos, four lines from the bottom. Rashi doesn't have the girsa elda. We're not backing out from what we said before. We gave two different restrictions. One restriction was after hakrovas hakorban, after shechita kabbalah loch you a makriv it is a korban, then everything is mamon gavoy even the chelak abaylim and matan skuna even mechayim. Where do you have matan skuna mechayim? Chaz v'shoka is not going to be. It means bechor. He gave the bechor to the kohanim. So matan skuna mechayim is also mamon gavoy. That's the whole story over here. Okay.
According to what Rashi is saying, Rashi would understand that
it
needs to be
the psychic,
it doesn't need to be a cliche.
I don't know if Rashi takes a stand on it. There are three opinions. Tosfos and the first Tosfos and Ezra Mekayman has on that Mishnah, Shechitas HaMasav Kengal Mishas Batsafan, Tosfos has a two opinion. Does it have to be cliche or not? The Pashto says it doesn't have to be, from the Diyuka Mishnah. It doesn't have to be klishos. When the Gemara has the Loshen in the end of Menachos, Sakin Mekadosh, it doesn't mean the Sakin is a klishos, is Mekadosh. Like Menachos and the Sochem is a kitchen bikli. It just means the Avoy de Rishayna is Mekadosh. The same is by a Mincha. Let's say by Rabbi Menachem Zembe has this also. I think Rabbi Menachem Zembe has it. Others have. Someone else has it. Not Rabbi Menachem Zembe. The Gemara has a machlokes whether yesh dichei etzel balichayim. Let's say I designated an animal as a korban, it's walking around, and then let's say the mizbech is nivgam. The mizbech collapses and you have to fix it. You have to repair the mizbech. So there was a couple of hours that you weren't able to be makriv any korbanos in the Beis Hamikdash. When it comes Shabbos and you can't be makriv korbanos that are not zmanim kavua, so that's not called dichay. Shabbos is Shabbos because of malacha. But if the mizbech is nivkam, is a chisar and hilchas korbanos, it can't be a makriv korbanos. If the mizbech fell apart, it's not ravua. The mizbech has to be ravua, has to be a square. So it was no longer a square. It took a couple of hours till they fixed it. So then there's a discussion of dichay. So we learn out from a pasuk that whenever you have a korban, and the korban was not able to be korev for 5 minutes, even after the problem is solved, the korban may not be korev later on, especially in a korbanos. So the Gemara has a machlokes where the balechayim nidochem. What if the animal is alive and the mizbech was nivkam? So we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan balechayim. We paskin balechayim enem nidochem. Why is that? Why is balechayim enem nidochem? So I think Rabbi Nachum Zembe, I'm not sure, someone explains why. Let's say you have a behemah schulin, and the mizbech falls apart, the mizbech collapses. they're going to say that the animal wasn't able to be korev on the mizbech, and therefore you can't ever be makriv. No, it was behemas chulin. The psul of dichon is only chal if the animal was hukdash. If the animal is not hukdash, there's no psul of dichon. So even if the animal was hukdash, but it's before shchita, so we say sakin the kaddish. The sakin, the avoid of rishayin is what endows the animal with the kedushas carbon. Before it has kedusha aguf la mizbech, but it's not kedushas carbon. When you do avoid of rishayin, then it has kedushas carbon. So therefore, if the dichoy, if the mizbech will be nivkam before you shech the carbon, it's like dichoy is not chal on a behemas chulin. So this behemah is not fully kodesh. It has kedusha aguf la mizbech, but it doesn't have kedushas carbon. So based on that, others add on, there's such a bitvoy in kedushan. Others add on, what if you have a mincha? So the mincha had a kiddush kli. So it has a kedusha aguf la mizbech. But until you do the kmitza is the avodah rishayna. There's a rashi in Saita, the beginning of the second parak in Saita, a very long rashi. Rashi points out, based on the Tosefta, that the dalar avodah sadam, shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, the dalar avodah is daima'ake, by all the korbanos, have a parallel by a mincha. That the kmitza is parallel to the shchita, because you mevarech chelek avoya, you're separating the komets from the shirayim, just like when you shchita, you're separating the dam from the rest of the animal. The dam you're going to be zarek on the mizbech. Then you do kabbalas adam by karbonah. So you do, after you take out the komets, you take the komets in your finger and you put into another klisharis. When you do kmitza, the mincha has to be sitting in a klisharis to begin with. First you have to be mekadeshit in a klisharis. Menachas nesachim, before you mekadeshit in a klisharis, only has kedusha adam in lamizbeach, does not have kedusha guf. After you put it in klisharis, gets kedusha guf lamizbeach. So then if you're going to pour it into a klichol, you have to pour it back into another klichodesh. You can't do kmitza when it's sitting in a klichol. You need a klisharis to get endow the menachas nesachim with a kedusha guf lamizbeach. Then you have to do the kmitza when the mincha is in a klisharis. If you spilled it out from this klisharis to a klichol, you can't do the kmitza. You have to do the kmitza when the mincha is sitting in a klichodesh, in a klisharis. Then when you take out the comments, you have to put it into another klisharis now. So just like kabbalah sadam, you have to, after you do the shchita, you have to be mekabbalah adam that you're going to be zerk. So you need kiddush ha-comments in a klisharis. Then you need haylocha sadam, so you need haylocha sakayments to the mizbeach. And just like you need zrika sadam, so you need Haktoras Hakayim, it's on the Mizbech. So Rashi explains that those, based all on a Tosefta, the Dalet Avodas Adam have a parallel by the Menachas. So just like, so this is what the Sacher Ritvo in the beginning of Kiddushin, just like we paskan Balechayim, Einem Nidochim, because the Balechayim only have the Kedushas Haguf La Mizbech, they don't yet have the Kedushas Karben. They don't get the Kedushas Karben until you do the Avodah Rishayna. So the Mincha is not Balechayim. Mincha is not a live animal, but before you do the komets, before you do the kmitza, it's like balichayim. It has, after kiddush kli, it has a kedushas haguf lamizbech, but it doesn't have a kedushas carbon. So there's room to say that there would be no dichui in a mincha, even after it had kiddush kli, before you did the kmitza. That would be called balichayim enim nedochim. What has it got to do with balichayim enim nedochim? Balichayim enim nedochim means if it didn't yet acquire a kedushas carbon to it. So the mincha, after kiddush kli, before kmitza, before the avodah rishayna, is like before sakan the kaddish. It would also not be. Also wouldn't have any din of dichui. You know where this is discussed? We mentioned, I think, more than once, Rabbi Yosef Engel once had problems with his eyesight. He wasn't able to read for a while. So he had somebody read for him, Avne Miluim. Somebody was reading Avdi Miluim, and he was dictating He'oris. So the fellow wrote He'oris. He wrote a whole notebook full of He'oris. And then when he rested up a couple of weeks, he was able to read on his own. So he looked through the He'oris. So he crossed out some of them. So that each paragraph has a number, and then they printed it. They printed it in America, this manuscript. They had it in America. So they so that's called Chosen Yosef, the He'oris of Rabbi Yosef Engel on the Avdi Miluim. So it goes number 1, 2, 3, 15, 16, 23, 24, 35, whatever he didn't like, he crossed out. And they didn't print those, they only printed the ones that he liked. So on the back of the Chos, so now they print the Chos and Yosef in the back of all of the Avni Meluims. because they're fascinating Haaret. The Ice Tangle is always fascinating. So then they have the Haaret from Rav Lezer Silver from Cincinnati. In the back, he was somehow involved in this printing of the Chosin Yosef. The manuscript is printed in America. So he has this Haaret. And the Haaret of Rav Lezer Silver from Cincinnati, and the end of the Chosin Yosef, he has this based on a Ritva in Kedushin, that the Mincha in between Kiddush Kli and the Kenitza is like Balichai Mein in the Doch. If you accept everything for the Makevis HaMishnah, this whole pshat, that Saka Mekadosh means Avoid the Rishonim. And the Dalar Avoidus by the Mincha parallel to the Dalar Avoidus by the Dalar Avoidus Adam, by the Korbanus. Very good. Okay. The different levels of Korbanus, there's Kochim Kochim and there's Kochim Kalim. So there was, we explained, Rabbi Yosi HaGlili has a contradiction between two psukim. On the one hand, Amolam Al Bashem is in the parasha of Asham Zelos. It sounds like even if he swore falsely regarding Korbanus, there is a din of Asham Zelos, because Korbanus Amom and Bailam. But then you have the psukim from Kiddushin Dafnun Beis that Tosfos quoted, and the Tosfos Mechaim Yomar. There's a quote from Kiddushin Nun Beis. The psukim indicate that the Korbanus Amom and Gavoyis, so it's a contradiction. If you say, this is simple teretz. The higher level Korbanus Amom and Gavoyah. The lower level Korbanus Amom and Bailam. So it's a chilek in Kochim Kochim and Kochim Kalim. So then the Gemara is going to suggest maybe there's a difference within Kochim Kalim Gufa. Tafasta Murba lo tafasta, tafasta mu tafasta. Maybe we should only say it's only Amom and Bailam in the lower level of Kochim Kalim. So what's lower level, higher level? What are the two levels of Kochim Kalim? So the Gemara says, well, look here. When you bring a Shlomim, it's Tunim Smicha and Asach Matnufas Chaz V'Sheik. Smicha means the Bala Korban has to lean on the animal. Nesachim has to pay for the Yayin. He's the Bala Korban, has to pay for the Yayin. And then you give the Chaz V'Sheik to the Kohanim. Tunufas Chaz V'Sheik. As opposed to Bechor, Bechor doesn't have Smicha. Doesn't have Nesachim, doesn't have Tanufas Chaz V'Shoik. Give the whole thing to the Kohanim. The whole animal goes to the Kohanim. What do you mean Chaz V'Shoik? So the Gemara says there's room to distinguish between Shlomim. Did Rabbi Yosef Glili put all Kochim Kalim in one Bechora Machte, in one Kli? All Kochim Kalim is Mamma Bailim. Maybe it's only the lower level of Kochim Kalim. Maybe the higher level of Kochim Kalim is like Kochim Kochim. So which way would you say higher level, lower level? So if anything, you should really say that Shlomim is the higher level because it's Tunim Smicha, Nesachim, and Tunufas Chaz V'Shoik. And the Bechor should be a lower level. So the question is, Benazi Yaimer, the rabbi says Hashlomim. Benazai and Abi Yosef ben Destoy are both arguing within Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Rabbi Yosef Aglili says Kochim Kalim Amar Bailim. So they're arguing which Kochim Kalim. There's room to distinguish. The Psukim don't say Kochim 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 Kalim. It's just a steer between the two Psukim. The Psukim in Kiddush Nun Beis. Those psukim indicate Karbonus Amom and Gavoyah. This pasuk, Molam Al Bashem, indicates Karbonus Amom and Bailim. So you have to draw a line. So who says the line is between Kochim Kochim and Kochim? Could be within Kochim Kalim Gufa. Tafasta Mua Tafasta, Tafasta Mruba Loi Tafasta. So one Tana says, Benazi Yomel, the rabbi says Hashlamim. So the Gemara, what did he mean? Shlomim is the lower level of Kochim Kalim and Bchor is the higher level. Why is Bchor the higher level? Because Bchor is Kodesh Meirechem. And Shlomim started off as Chulin. And you were Magdush it later. So Shlomim is the lower level of Kochim Kalim. So that's Mom and Bailim. But Bchor is a higher level. So the Gemara doesn't think that that makes sense. It should be a Kal V'Chomer. Hashtama Shlomim Shetunim Smicha Nesach Muntunim Tzchaz V'Shoik. It's Mom and Bailam, so Bchor should certainly be, even though Bchor, on the other hand, has the Maila, that is Kodesh Meirechem. So the Gemara thinks, no, Elo Lemute Maiser. What? That what? That Shlomim is the lower level, and Maiser Behema is the higher level. What way is Maiser Behema the higher level? More Mekudesh than Shlomim. Because Shlomim, when you pay the it, when it gets a mum kaluya paide, so it's yotze lechulin, and it's even muta lishko belitra velimka beitlis. Mashenikain b'chor maisa both not. B'chor maisa both not. Both of them are not allowed. Limkor beitlis velishko belitra. So there's room to distinguish to say that both Pechor and Meiser should be Mom and Gavoya, and only Shlomo should be Mom and Bailam. There's room to say like that. Or there's room to distinguish between Pechor and Meiser, that Pechor is Muta Limkor. It only says, Lo Sifada, but by Meiser Behemah it says, Lo Yigoyal, and Gula goes together, Lo Yimachah, but Lo Yigoyal, so you can't sell it. So that shows that the Maisa Behema has a certain chumra that Pchor doesn't have, that Pchor Shlomim don't have. So the Gemara has that the two versions over here. Nachamol. Benazi Amal Lerabbi says Hashlomim that Shlomim is Mom and Bailim. To the exclusion of what? Maybe Pchor and Maisa, or only to the exclusion of Maisa? That's a question. Abi Yosef ben Disamer Lo Yabe Benazi Ela Be Pchor Belvad. He disagrees. He says, Bechor is the lower level. Shlomim is Mamon Gavoya, and only Bechor is a lower level. Why Shlomim a higher level? Because it's Tunim Smichon Asachma Tunufus Chazavashai. So there are different versions of what Rabbi Yisrael Glili meant to say. Because the Psukim don't say explicitly Kachim Kalim. Is this the steer between the two Psukim? On the one hand, there are Psukim that Karbonas are Mamon Gavoya, the other hand, Psukim. That Karbonos Amam and Bailim. So we divide. So who tells you to divide between Kachim Kachim and Kachim Kalim? You can divide within Kachim Kalim Gufi because Tafasta Muruat, Tafasta Muat Tafasta, Tafasta Murubalot Tafasta. So that's what the Gemara has, the two versions. Okay. So we can stop over here. The next Gemara is a new topic. Tomorrow is a hard topic. Okay. So tomorrow morning, I have to give the shiur early, because I have to leave early. I'm going to the family simcha, so I'll try to give the shiur, but 9, between 9 and 9:15. Okay. We'll have to negotiate.